to the Challenge to Change podcast. My name is Hazel, and this podcast is all about the little changes we can all make that will have a positive effect upon planet Earth. If you're new here, welcome. If you've listened before, welcome back. The Challenge to Change podcast has been brought to you on behalf of ANSER Environmental Services. To find out more about ANSER, please visit ANSER, which is ANSA.co.uk. Let's get into the podcast episode. I thought I would share some of the things that I do in my household that has a positive effect upon planet Earth. So the first tip that I'm going to share with you is this. So if you ever eat takeaway pizza, and I know it's not the healthiest thing to do, but certainly in our household we do sometimes succumb to takeaway pizza. If you live here in Cheshire East, you will know that putting a food contaminated or greasy pizza box into your recycling bin is something that, you know, we really can't do because it has that grease and it has that food on it. However, what you might not know is that you can recycle the pizza box or part of the pizza box that doesn't have grease or food on it. So very often that tends to be the lid. So depending on how that pizza box has been closed and how it's been delivered to you or collected, as the case may be, very often the lid can be completely free of grease and completely free of food. Sometimes it's the outer edge of the pizza box. So once you've eaten your pizza, you can remove the lid or remove any part of the pizza box that is free of grease and food. And that is something that I do in my house. So then you can place the parts of the pizza box that have not been contaminated with grease or food into your recycling bin. So the second thing, or the second tip that I want to share with you is something that is perhaps a little more unusual, and it might not be for everybody. So sometimes I will reuse a tea bag. Now, I should note that I don't drink tea with milk in or sugar. I literally just drink tea with water only. And quite often I drink a lot of tea. So it may well be that I make a cup and I drink that cup, and then literally 5 or 10 minutes later I make myself another cup. So when that happens, what I do is I will sometimes reuse the tea bag that I had in the first cup of tea. And what you end up with there, of course, is a weaker cup of tea. So as I say, that might not be for everybody. However, what it does do is it extends the life of your box of tea bags. So basically, your box of tea bags or your container of tea bags is going to last longer by doing this, and it might not be something that you're going to do on every single cup of tea. And I certainly would say that if you do it, make sure that very little time has passed between making that first cup and making your second cup of tea, and probably only do it, probably only reuse the tea bag twice, not any more times than that. So that's something that I do. It is unusual. And another point to note is that if you use organic tea like I do, it tends to be a little bit more expensive than other types of tea. There are, of course, environmental benefits by using organic products, and from what I understand, there's also health benefits as well. Therefore, from my perspective, there is a little bit of financial motivation in reusing a tea bag. So another thing that I do, and I know this again is probably not for everybody, and in fact I think that some people really don't like this idea at all, so let me share it with you. So what I do is I will add a little bit of water to the last bit of shower gel or shampoo for that matter,
to get the last bit out. So therefore you end up with a slightly more watery liquid or watery product that you then use in the normal way. Now I know some people don't like to do that, but I find that it's quite helpful. It helps you to clean out that container. It helps to get the last bits of it out. So essentially you are a little bit working towards extending the life of the product that you're adding a tiny bit of water to. And of course, if you are going to recycle that shampoo bottle or shower gel, as the case may be, or maybe liquid hand soap is another type of product, then you do, of course, as you know, here in Cheshire East and most likely in other areas as well, need to make sure that they are free of product before putting them into your recycling bin. They don't have to be completely spotless, but they do need to be free of shampoo, conditioner and so on. So it kind of helps with that process as well. So another thing that I do in my house is if I have a cosmetic, so for example, a cleanser, maybe a moisturiser, something like that, that comes in a plastic, so a soft plastic container, when the product is becoming ever more difficult to get out, so there's, you know, there's still some in there, but it's actually really difficult to get it out by squeezing it, what I do is I very carefully cut it into two using some scissors, and then I can then access the rest of the product that's actually inside of that container. So then what I do with that, those two pieces of plastic container, I place them into another container which has a lid or is in some way, shape or form sealed, so that the product is protected from, you know, I don't know, bits of fluff or bits of things getting in it. And I simply then use my hand to get out the moisturiser or the cleanser and apply it in the normal way. What I would say is, if this is something that you don't already do, but you think, you know, that's a really good idea, that would really help me to make sure that I'm able to use up all of the product, rather than wasting any of it. If it's something that you're thinking of doing, so definitely wait until you can't squeeze it out anymore, so you're confident that you are coming to the end of the product's contents. So once you've reached that point, as I say, very carefully cut it into two and then place it into another receptacle with a lid. So by doing this, we extend the life of the product in question. A note of caution here, if this is a product that you have had in for a number of years, I would say perhaps don't do this with that. You know, I'm really talking about something that's only been open for a relatively short period of time. So for example, perhaps you have bought a cleanser or a moisturiser maybe 3 months ago and you've realised that there's almost definitely still some product in there but you can't get to it. In that circumstance, that is when I would carry out this action of cutting it in two and getting the remaining product out. And the other thing as well that this is beneficial for, once you have used up all of the cleanser or moisturiser, to give some examples there, you can then rinse the container clean or clean within reason, and you can then place that squashable plastic container into your recycle bin. And just to note that the recycling information that I've just shared there does apply here in Cheshire East where I live. So another tip or another thing that I do in my household, I am lucky enough to live very near to a zero waste shop. It is in walking distance from my house. I have mentioned it a number of times actually on this podcast. And so one of the things that I do alongside using that shop and supporting the work that shop does, I also take containers to the shop for the shop owner to sterilise and reuse in some way. So rather than placing some of these things into my recycle bin, I actually take them to the zero waste shop for her to reuse in some way. Generally speaking, it would tend to be plastic containers. So on those odd occasions where we may buy water in a single-use plastic bottle, I would take one of those for her to reuse in some way. I've also done it with containers that previously contained cosmetics as well. So by cosmetics, I'm talking about things like cleansers, toners, moisturisers, and so on. And as I say, she then sterilises them and uses them within the work that she does within her zero waste shop. So it may well be that you have a zero waste shop close to you or within a reasonable distance, and you may be able to do that too. It's certainly worth looking into and finding out. So sticking with a zero waste shop, so some of the things that I purchase which have a zero waste or very limited waste applying to them are as follows. So I buy refillable shampoo, shower gel, conditioner, toner. I also buy dried herbs, spices, antibacterial spray, laundry detergent, and washing up liquid. Additionally, I also buy soap bars as well, so zero waste soap bars. And some of these products that I buy, I've actually been doing it for quite a long time. Some of them are new additions with the fortunate circumstance that there is now a zero waste shop very close to me. Whereas previously for me, that option wasn't quite so accessible. There were a few things that I could do, but not quite as many as I do now. So that's another really great thing. So if you do have a zero waste shop close to you, why not give it a try? It does take a little bit of getting used to in terms of how they work and what the kind of the processes are for using a shop like that, but it is such a great thing to do for planet Earth. And what I will do on a future podcast, I will share a review or my experience of using the zero waste shop close to me, and I will talk you through the process of refilling and what's involved with that. So that concludes the list of some of the things that I do that are perhaps a little bit non-standard, but are of course nonetheless ethical and have a positive impact on planet Earth. So what do you do in your life that is ethical but a little bit different? Or what eco tips would you like to share? Why not comment on this episode and let me know what those tips and ideas are? I'd be really, really interested to hear about them. So the final thing that remains for me to say is thank you so much for listening. I will, of course, share another episode really soon. And as ever, if you can and if you would like to, I'd be so grateful if you would like, subscribe, and share. Bye for now.